What's happening locally? The news.
And let's take a look, shall we? Our Friday morning look, our last look for this week at some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. 2 months after the publication of parallel decentralization, the National Decentralization Authority, the AND, intends to hire a lawyer, Angel Luis Alvarez Torres, for $190,000 for an exceptional procedure to respond to 7 requirements received after the investigation and 2 prior ones. The Prensa revealed on the 16th of May that the AND distributed more than $200 million to community boards outside the programs established by law, the majority with representatives of the government party or allies. In total, there were $242.9 million for the community boards, municipalities and organizations distributed in 15 provinces and counties between the 7th of June of 2021 and the 8th of May of 2023. Afterwards, the scramble continued, recharged into the rhythm of the PRD campaign. Another $18 million more dollars. As a result, there were formal complaints, requests for access to public information, and different citizen demands for the AND to be transparent, the comptroller to audit the justice system to investigate, and the electoral attorney general to guarantee equal conditions in the campaign for the elections of 2024. Curiously, that is the excuse of the institution in charge of managing and making transparent the funds for the new contract. In the AND, however, there are lawyers, a legal department, and 11 lawyers hired for a total of $17,200 a month in the institution, in addition to a lawyer's assistant with a salary of $1,200. According to data from the payroll published in their website, the one who earns the most, $4,000 per month, is a PRD delegate who started working in September of 2019. The AND has someone to legally represent it, but they still want to hire one more to respond to something that should be done routinely. How the funds are distributed. So why do you need another lawyer for $190,000? There is, quote, a specific situation with particular elements and circumstances that demands an individual with precise evaluation of the legal aspects involved justifies the institution in a document of act. This is of exceptional procedure, published in Panama Compra on July the 25th. They then specified what the specific situation is about. Apparently, 7 requests from the Administration Attorney's Office and the Electoral Prosecutor's Office after the publication of the La Prensa investigation, plus 2 previous cases in the Supreme Court of Justice, presented by the independent deputy, Juan Diego Vasquez. A guarantee judge applied the precautionary measure of preventative detention for the only detainee for the robbery perpetrated at the Banco General branch in El Ingenio in Betania, from which the sum of $28,500 was stolen. During a hearing which was held on Wednesday, the guarantee judge, Justo Vargas, decided to apply the provisional detention measure to a 45-year-old man who was apprehended by the National Police for his alleged relationship with the robbery. Judge Vargas also charged the apprehended for the crime of robbery, illicit association, and based the detention measure applied due to the seriousness of the crimes charged, the risk of flight, and the danger it represents for the community. For her part, Prosecutor Elizabeth Carrion, during the defense of the charges, alleged that in this case the apprehended man was linked through surveillance videos and the statements of some witnesses. The suspect was detained by the National Police in an operation carried out in the El Rey County area when he was travelling in a taxi supposedly used to escape the crime scene. The robbery took place last Tuesday by 4 suspects who entered the bank, stripped the security agent guarding the bank of his firearm, and seized the money that was in the boxes. Police are on the trail of the other 3 suspects. And some 19 people were apprehended on Thursday for allegedly conspiring to commit drug-related crimes. It was the SABIC operation carried out in the provinces of Panama and Coclay to locate people dedicated to the reception, storage, traffic and transport of illicit substances, it was reported. The first superior drug prosecutor, Marta Barrios, detailed the 27 raids were carried out, including proceedings in the Penonomé public prison. In fact, she stated that the main leader of this structured group is a person who is already under arrest and sentenced to 7 years in prison for the crime of drug sales. Barrios added that this person maintained an operational group outside the prison and which carried out micro-trafficking of drugs in the Penonomé and Anton sectors. The prosecutor also explained that many of those apprehended today had criminal records for drug crimes. And three agents of the National Police were apprehended in an operation carried out by the anti-corruption prosecutor for the alleged commission of the crime against individual freedom in the form of extortion and against the public administration. These results were obtained after the development of four search procedures in the provinces of Panama Oeste and Veraguas, specifically in the corregimientos of Pedregal and in the districts of Arriján and Santiago, after a complaint that reported that they had collected money as a result of extortion from a foreign citizen at a checkpoint. The investigation specifies that these people, through intimidation, induced a citizen of Asian origin to hand over $5,000 illegally. In this event, a woman was also arrested. During the proceedings, documents, cash, technological equipment, and other evidence were seized that may be related to the investigations being carried out by the judicial authorities. And the Social Security Fund, the CSS, received 22 line medicines that they plan to distribute to the 72 health facilities in the coming weeks. The drugs which arrive this week are for pathologies such as rheumatoid arthritis, depression, asthma, cancer, and high blood pressure, among others. The drugs arrive amid multiple complaints from users and doctors for their shortage of supply. The National Director of Logistics of the institution, Rigoberto Vargas, explained that a joint task force was formed between the General Directorate, Purchasing and Logistics, to coordinate the delivery of medicines with suppliers. He added that so far they have received 6.2 million amlodipine tablets, 5 million simvastatin, 2.5 million loratadine, 264,000 antidepressants, 378 for cancer treatment, 7,255 asthma inhalers, among others. In addition, it was said that the Comptroller General endorsed contracts for the supply of medicines in recent days, while the CSS manages with the suppliers the delivery of all the contingent purchases in the shortest possible time. While Elisier Cortez, President of the Special Commission for the Supply of Medicines of the CSS, pointed out that high volumes of medicines are being received daily, including those for common and chronic use, which are dispatched to the different executing units nationwide in search of reaching 95% supply. For her part, Emma Pinzon, President of the Association of Patients with Critical, Chronic and Degenerative Illnesses, after participating in a follow-up meeting on the subject of medicines, described yesterday as effective the fact that the Comptroller General of the Republic has endorsed 100 contracts. "We are pleased to receive information. We, as patients, have clear information where the critical knots are, and we can also collaborate to untangle them," she said. In recent weeks, the CSS has had to deal with shortages of medicines and debt with suppliers. The Institute of Meteorology and Hydrology of Panama, the IMHPA, reported that it issued a surveillance notice for the passage of tropical wave number 18 of the season. The entity reported that the notice extends through until midnight on Saturday, the 29th of July, and is for all regions of the country. The wave presents favorable wind flows to generate downpour effects with significant storms and even possible gusts of wind in our sector, the IMHPA has said. The authorities warn the population to take due precautions for possible river floods, landslides, and windy conditions. The Spanish cyclist Oscar Sevilla, Team Medellin-EPM, achieved the crown of the Tour of Panama 2023, which ended yesterday. The closing of this sporting event consisted of a stage of 111 kilometres on the coastal strip 3, which was won by the Panamanian Cristófer Jurado, National Air and Naval Service. In this sixth and last stage, there were 15 laps that took place in the circuit, in which Jurado surpassed in the sprint the Costa Rican Sebastian Brenes of 7-card economy Laco Intex, and also the Panamanian Franklin Archibald, Panama is culture and values team. It has been a victory that gives us a lot of mental strength that encourages us to move forward in this sport, which is very difficult, and you have to be fully involved, said Jurado at the end of the tour of the Panamanian capital. And that's it. I think we just about cycled through everything. And that's the news. Yes, those are some of the stories here in the local news compiled for you on this morning's Breakfast Show.